Revelation chapter 5. You can't pray like this and not have Bible. Hi boy. Find it. Sate. Epente kota. Patanta papapata. Stapa pante. Panto kapapatai. Debetenko takapapanta. Sita panta kapapora. Satiata pampata la patwa. Kambata papatatia. Kapata papatakua. Sante pete kepente de prenda papala. Petetiaka papetetetetiaka. Sapata papanta paparata. Ah. When I stand like this, do you know what happens? It will seem as if a shaft is open. You cannot imagine the diameter. And then, unexplainable dimension of strength and energy is funneled. Oh my God. I don't even know how God have granted me grace in utterance, because sometimes it's so heavy that you find it hard to communicate it. That is why one punch from our word, it will seem as if it grabs your soul. The weight is intense. Do you know why? There is a reservoir I'm carrying. There is a bank. There is a bank. Energy bank. Prayer bank. You know what I found out? If you have desire to pray well, you have to pray now. As a matter of fact, we pray to pray. The reason why I'm still praying today is because I prayed yesterday. It's addictive. Hi boy, are you ready? I'm not sure you are ready for this job. Are you sure? We are not sure. Revelation chapter 5 verse 8. If you are there, say amen. Just one prayer and then we'll move to what we have today. It said, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 and 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odor. Creature what? See, for example, now something happened recently and a lot of heavy matters would have gone wrong, and my friend is here. It's because of him. Anytime I remember some of the things that didn't happen, the only thing that comes to my mind is many nights that we prayed at NCCF. When we are praying, there is no reason. There is nothing. In fact, when we finish praying, we didn't get job. So, it is easy for you to summarize that there is no impact that the prayer had. What you didn't know is that when you begin to pray like that, when God puts you in a place where you are praying and it seems as if you are not seeing the result yet in the natural, there is a prayer bank. How large is your destiny? It's very large. That's why Jesus said this kind. There are certain kinds of destiny. You can't just be praying that 1 hour. It's not about whether 1 hour can, whether God can answer or not. It's not about answering. It's about the kind of destiny, the things that are littered on your path. A man that wants to be correct cannot be praying that. What you'll be looking at is not the hours. What you'll be looking at is the prayer bank. Until it is full, you don't stop. Because the next few verses later, as soon as it was filled, the scripture testified that there was witness, thunder, lightning, the voice of God came down from heaven. The day the voice came was the day the fire was filled. You say God called you. You are going to prove it now.
How heavy is your call? Sometimes I feel the weight of a generation on my shoulders. That's why you can't pray the way I'm praying. There is a way I pray. I'm not praying for answers. I'm not praying for results. I'm praying because the burden of a generation is on my shoulders. What are you carrying? My brother, my sister, don't allow the future to fail because you refuse to pray till the fires are filled with prayer. You have 3 minutes. Happening. This is a spiritual ceremony. This is a spiritual ceremony. Men are inducted. There is an induction.
Da da da. mighty. We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? If you can, be seated. We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now?
That thing you are feeling is an angel. He's taking possession of you. It's not misbehavior, it's an angel.
Oh.
It's an angel.
In Jesus. Mighty name. Wow. This is the kind of places that Jacob stumbled upon. He said, this is the house of God and the gate of heaven. He said, the Lord is here and I know not. The Lord indeed can live with men. Turn to your neighbor and greet your neighbor. Tell him good. This might be the last time you'll be able to do it. We're about to take a flight. I don't want. Just rest for 10 minutes so that I will be able to bring perspective. I just want to touch on a few things. If we don't close like this in this topic, then we left you in limbo. Are you with me? You see, you are not equipped if I don't teach you this last thing. And the function of the ministry gifts is beyond bringing knowledge to you. Their function is to equip you. See, except the knowledge ended in equipping, then the target is not met. Are you with me now? So it is expected that when you are through with encountering a ministry gift, that you are being brought by the horn of grace that God has invested in that man to that place in the spirit where you will be able to live and practice what you have been taught. Are you with me? So most times when they minister to you, it is beyond what they are saying. There is communication of life. There is revelation. You are being opened up to dealings. I need to remind you that most of the time when you receive impartation from people like me, it's not power you received, it's dealings you received. What you will notice is that you leave from, you are not with me, you leave from that meeting and many things will begin to go wrong in your life. In your own calculation, things have started going wrong. Meanwhile, when you fell under power, you thought you now received the impartation for things to become easy. What God gave you by that administration from the horn is what it takes for you to be brought to where the person functions. That is what the grace that is on that ministry gift is supposed to do. It's supposed to drag you till you come to the place where you function by the grace that came from there. So if it's miracle, the person will teach you, and as he's teaching, is beyond what he's telling you. After all, some of us have read many, many books on healing and miracle and nothing happened. Are you getting my point? But when you get to encounter men that have a large quota of investment on their horn in that dimension of grace, when they minister to you, that is what we call the prophetic dimension of teaching. Actually, that is what we call teaching and preaching in the context, in the right context. When you want to be correct, are you with me? When a man teaches or preaches, what he does is that he opens up a window of possibility for men in the spirit. And by that is why some of us, we don't just teach you. It is not just exegesis that I'm doing. Are you with me? I'm not just trying to teach you the truths of the scripture, which on itself is fully powerful to accomplish every single thing that God intends. No, that is not where we stop. We are prophetic teachers. And this is what we mean by a prophetic teacher. That is the difference between a normal pastoral teacher and an apostolic teacher. I'm not just interested in just teaching you something. I'm more interested in bringing you to the place where you begin to function by the truth that I'm administering. So sometimes when you listen to me, you have not even fully understood the things I'm teaching, yet you are functioning in it.
So when some of us teach you an impartation comes, what really happened to you is that by that impartation, one of the things that happened is that dealing is released to you. What is dealing? It is that part that God ordained for you specifically so that you'll be brought to the place where you function by the same thing you saw on the man or by the same thing that God has ordained for you. Are you with me now? So you are supposed to be in the path of power. Huh? So when you receive impartation from us, it is not just you might have anointing and power, but what really happened to you is that when you finish from that place, you suddenly felt like fasting for 3 days. You suddenly felt like praying more, studying more. That is what happened. It was a dealing. That dealing has a will of its own, and it brings an education that is beyond what the preacher said. It will begin to tell you from tomorrow now, start fasting. Meanwhile, the preacher did not say fast. Are you with me? So I need to bring the last perspective so that you'll be carried to that place. So that beyond the things we said, there will be a ministration that has an intent to bring you to functionality. Huh? So that the purpose of the administration of revelation that God brought amongst us will be accomplished. There is a purpose, there is a target. And target, the target is that you will at the end come to the point where you function, where you are equipped. I don't have time, so I just want to strike a point and then we go. Acts chapter 17 verse 6. I just want to highlight some apostolic tools that you need. Are you with me? Just like he was saying, when Jesus rose from the dead, he suspended his coronation service. There is nothing more important after resurrection than coronation, because every other thing that God intended to do is hanging upon that coronation service. Are you with me? So for Jesus to postpone the coronation service for any other agenda means that that agenda is something that we cannot do without it. We cannot possibly make and progress in kingdom agenda without addressing those matters. So the scripture said in the book of Acts chapter 1, I think in verse 4, first of all, he said in that place, and Jesus came, and in the space of 40 days, he began to teach them of things. What? That was, it was when he was through with his lecture that he now felt that they were qualified for power. Because it is then that he brought them into. Have you ever wondered, when you now stepped into the book of Acts, the very things that they were behaving as if they were taught. They said, we will not give ourselves to, we will give ourselves to prayer and the word. Where did they learn it? That the principal thing, that the principal culture that is found in an accurate apostolic setting is what? Prayer and what? Where did they learn it? It was that lecture that Jesus used that opportunity to bring them up to date, showing them once again that the circumference of the oppression that he has brought them into, and of course that the power that is coming is supposed to accomplish his kingdom. Are you with me? So their interpretation of every other thing that God has done, is doing, we do, can only be correct if they look at it from the vista of the kingdom. It is only kingdom men that can accurately interpret power, interpret everything that God is doing. Are you getting the point now? So that part of the things we are teaching you, even spirit cities and civilization, can only be properly grasped by men that understand what kingdom is. Because fundamentally, this is a teaching and a truth that needed to be emphasized, because there is a kingdom that is operating. And part of the things that the fallen being, Lucifer, started contending for is to generate his own kingdom. So even before we appeared upon the face of the earth, there are two kingdoms in contest. You see, I need to tell you, some people said that we don't need warfare. Before man came upon the face of the earth, there is already contention. There is already warfare existing before man came. So you were born into warfare. It is not your choice. That is why when God intended to bring that eternal organ of warfare that he called the church, he now told us in the book of Ephesians that the purpose for which the church is now brought is that through and by the church, what will happen? God will show his manifest wisdom, dynamic, multifaceted, to the principalities and powers. These are men that contended with God and thought that there is anything they have that can match his matchless power. So God said, no. Are you with me? I don't have business with this thing. Let me bring justice. If justice is around, the spirit that fell and landed at Owerri will not be able to institute his own city. Because I know that that man will live long enough in that place, and the civilization of Zion will prosper through his life. The question is, by what tools? How can you achieve this matter? Are you getting the scope of the scripture? The Bible said in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8 that ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you will be witnesses of me. Where? In Jerusalem, Judea, and to the uttermost part of the earth. By the time he's through with that lecture, he began to tell them that what we are doing, the reason why we did the lecture and power is coming, is so that men, by that equipping, will be able to hold down cities for God. What we pour out of their life is such that a civilization will be born. They need to be educated in that civilization, and they need to know that anywhere, are you with me? Anywhere, any man that participated in that lecture and the spirit came upon, appeared, what we now see is that they don't come with names and they don't come with titles. But when they live there long enough, they will call them Christians. Are you with me? So let me show you. Acts chapter 17 verse 6. Quickly. In 5 minutes, give me sound. Let's fly. Acts chapter 17. He said, and when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying. What are they crying? Let's read together. 1, 2, ready, go. I didn't hear you again. Did you get the point? That's why I needed to teach you this thing. Certain men appeared in a city, and we don't know what they are doing, because I'm going to show you what they are doing. But whatever they are doing, as casual as you think it is, the people that understand the structure of the realm of the spirit is telling you that this, their engagement, is turning the city upside down. It's you that is not seeing it. A few men appeared, and by their engagement, I don't know what Jesus taught them. He need to teach you, so that whenever you appear, when you press 1, 2, 3 button, one of the things that will happen is that they will notice that by your engagement, you begin to turn the city upside down. The answer to a spirit city that sponsors darkness is that another city have to be born. And I told you people yesterday that the reason why God made you his house is that you will become a bastion, a house, a seed of his own civilization. Are you with me? So that whenever you appear and you engage the Holy Ghost long enough, many things will begin to come out of your life that will superimpose itself on every other thing that was happening there before. All these men needed, they didn't need money. I will show you many of the things they needed. Because the body of Christ came to the point, they emphasize money too much. It is not one of the things that the apostles used to conquer their generation. So when we emphasize money, Satan gave us money and allowed us to have billions. And then our eyes was not open to the apostolic tools. That is why if God wants to show you mercy many of the times, and he wants you to make progress, that's why some young pastors, he will withdraw money from you. You don't understand why he withdrew money from you. If you will be able to make engagements and interaction that we have the capacity to turn the shape, the spiritual shape of the city, then many things that is not part of the apostolic tools will be withdrawn from you. Not willingly, unwillingly. You don't like it, but it will be withdrawn from you. So that your emphasis at that stage of your engagement are only things that are captured amongst the apostolic tools. And these are the tools that God alone uses, of course, through men, to turn cities. What? As long as these men appeared in cities and they engaged these tools, what will happen after some time? Meanwhile, sometimes you won't even know that they are young people. I read a story by Watchman Nee. See, Watchman Nee said that two American missionaries came to a place and they were looking for missionaries and what they did. And two young ladies appeared. They appeared and they said, they asked them, what is the impact of what we are doing? They said, we are sorry that we have not been able to do anything. Say, what did you do? He said, we just planted, I think, 50 churches each in the hinterlands. And they are crying that they didn't do anything. Oga, what did you do? We need to learn what those ladies knew. They didn't have money. They came in barefooted. But they had the apostolic tools. And there is no territory that cannot respond to the apostolic tools. There is no city that will not crumble if we engage the apostolic tools. This is what the scripture said. That these men, that what? They have appeared here again. You will leave this place and you will understand what it takes to turn city upside down. That is your job. Huh? That's your job. Let me show you one more thing. I don't have time. Let me give you three of the tools. One is doctrine. Acts chapter 19, verse 8. Doctrine. Verse 8. And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of what? Disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. Verse 9. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one, of what? One Tyrannus, the next verse. And this continued by the space of what? That so that all they which dwelt in Asia had the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and what? All these men did is that they brought Bible and continued teaching Bible. They formed Bible into what they teach students in class. They formed it into the advert they are doing. They formed it into the post they make on Facebook. They formed it into the t-shirt that they have. Their business have to be, the word have to be encoded. There is no way you will encounter anything that pertains to them and you will not see the doctrine of the word being inscribed there. You can't escape it. They went from place to place. All their engagement revolves around the word. Whenever they wake up, the scripture said for the space of 2 years, they were disputing. That means that you have to be a man that is educated in the scripture. You cannot come and not know anything in the Bible. You have to bring the Bible and chew it. I didn't say read it, chew it. You can finish the Bible in 60 days if you read 20 chapters a day. In 1 year, you should read the Bible, at least New Testament. You should read the New Testament at least 5 times in 1 year. Do you know why? Because when you chew the word long enough, one of the things that will happen is that your inner man will be transformed and transfigured. You will, the mainframe that powers your function, which is your inner man, will be filled literally with that word. So that even when you want to joke, are you with me? Even when you want to joke, you joke with the word. If you want to be angry, you are angry with the word. I remember those days my mother was training us. My mother will come and be flogging you. She uses scripture to flog us. She will come and say, whatsoever my father have not planted, I uproot you. I uproot. As she's flogging you, she's using the word. What do you have? These things are the things you filled your life with. Said in the space of 2 years, they filled the city with doctrine. This is one of the instructions that God gave me. And meanwhile, doctrine is not just that you just took Bible and no, no. These are the things that filled your heart. Huh? It is a diligent place that a man sits in the spirit so that he will be equipped to bring doctrine to his generation. It is not something that is hit and run. If you want to be equipped in being armed with this apostolic tool, then you have to give yourself consistently. Study to show yourself approved. A workman that is not ashamed. With his tools, I tell you, these are tools. And this day, and this continued the space of 2 years. Some of you just wake up and read the Bible verse for 2 times in a week and just use it and pray for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You say it's not working. Who told you it's not working? Before these men saw the fruit of their journey in doctrine, it took how many years? 2 years to see the fruit of their engagement. You did 3 months and you are telling me I'm not seeing any progress. You can go, and then men that are willing to stay will stay. Do you know how long Jesus stayed before he began to teach? As of the time he was 12, he came into the temple and he was contending with the scribes on matters of doctrine. Jesus is so grounded with doctrine that after some time he doesn't need to open. I know you think it's the Holy Ghost that reminds him. The thing is in his brain, in his heart, and in his spirit. Somebody that is disputing with professors of law at the age of 12, what can he do at the age of 30? So when Satan appeared to him, he said, it is written. When Satan appeared and offered him something that looks like promotion, are you with me? He is so educated in doctrine, and the spirit of the doctrine, such that he can trace even the work of Satan. He can trace in something is good, but the spirit that powers it is evil. I say you are hungry and somebody told you to turn stones to bread and you have the power to turn it, and you say it is written. It is written because you were educated long enough to discern by that your education that even though the act seems as if it's good, but the spirit that powers it is wrong. I don't have time. The next tool, Acts, the same Acts chapter 19, the very next verse. The next tool is power. Say power. The kingdom can't move forward without power. As soon as Jesus spoke about kingdom, the next thing he spoke about is what? People that de-emphasize power, they are not too useful to God. They don't know how much they are not useful to God. Jesus said, me, I'm telling you, tarry in Jerusalem until what? You are endued with power. Don't go and do anything for me until you have power. And when the scripture spoke about power, it's not just miraculous power. This power is dynamic in his work. According to the book of Exodus, you know, Exodus chapter 28, he said, I am the one that giveth you power. To what? There is such a power that gives you the capacity to make wealth. Are you with me now? The power is dynamic in function. There is the anointing of the Bezalel. In my own opinion, is one of the principal anointing we need in the last days. Because it seems as if the wicked one is empowering people in his dimension to generate technology that will bind the true sense. But we need men that will counter it. Not just with praying. Not just with prayer power. Not just with miraculous power. Technology power. The anointing of the Bezalel. Saliatas Kabahatas. There is such a thing. The power we are talking about is dynamic. So when you understand the purpose that God has given to you, the next thing you should find out is what it takes to power that purpose. Are you with me? The man that has found purpose is not enough. You need to find out what it takes to what power the purpose. That is when your function will be manifest. And he said, God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Special miracles. Give me the next verse. He says, so that from his body we are brought out at a satay. Brantaba, from his body we are brought out. From his body we are brought out. Aprons, handkerchiefs, and diseases departed. From his body. I think we need to stop here now. The tide is rising. Cry for 2 minutes. Tools, 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 tools. Okay, you can't go into the government house empty handed. You need tools. From his body, we have brought aprons, so that from his body, we have brought aprons. Hey, 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 so that from his body, we have brought aprons. Angels that came here, their ministry is activated in the next 2 minutes. TV
people online, I hear the Spirit tell me now, God is giving you 3 tools. One of you is the power of utterance. Another is grace in doctrine. Another is the working of miracle. In the next 3 minutes. In the next 3 minutes. Listen to me. All these people in front, join your hands together. Lift it up. Stand there at their back. If you want to stand, stand at the back. Stand at their back. From the body of Paul. 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 Hey, hey. From the... Thank you.
up your hands. Satehas Peres. Jesus, come.